This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Today's conversation, we are talking about, will you delete Facebook? Wasn't exactly the best of years for Facebook. A number of issues throughout the year leading to users leaving the platform in droves. So we're asking you, how many of you left in 2018? How many of you plan to leave in 2019? How many of you are on the fence? Why are you still on that fence? He's an Android. Anyway, that's the story we're leading with, number one. Number two, fighting truancy with smart uniforms over in China. They don't want to stop, do they? They just don't know when to stop.
No.
Story number three, it's Huawei or the highway.
Yeah.
Story number four, no clean underwear, no problem. Yeah, I'll get to that in a little bit. It's one of those that I thought I'd save for the end of the show. Right, Chris, let's start off with a Facebook story then. There's a whole bunch of stuff happened this year.
Yeah.
So it's essentially their, what would you call it?
Their look back. So there basically today what we're going to do is we're going to force Facebook to look at its year in review the same way it forces us to look at our year in review every year in our memories. And this was basically supposed to be the year that Mark Zuckerberg would really start fixing Facebook, but everything seems to kind of have not done that. So here are kind of the main sort of scandals that Facebook has seen throughout 2018. First of all, who can forget Cambridge Analytica? Of course, the most consequential scandal in Facebook's history, considering how much scrutiny it brought upon the company. If you don't know what it is and you were living under a rock, it is the very shady UK-based data analysis firm that was hired by the Donald Trump presidential campaign. And basically, it was reported on by the New York Times, The Guardian, and Channel 4. And it really gave the world an idea of just how much data Facebook had been sharing with third-party developers, and also how much it failed to inform users how loose it was with that information and how easily outsiders could get away with harvesting it.
Yeah.
Data was pretty much the centerpiece of all of Facebook's like shenanigans this year, because data sharing was also a massive issue. News outlets and lawmakers uncovered even more about how the company has built its business not by selling data, but by gathering it, bartering it, and giving it away, giving device makers like BlackBerry access to data, having partners like Netflix, Spotify, and even Russian search engine Yandex access to user information while it was walled off for others as well. So not a fun time. Another data thing that came up were data breaches. So in October, the company announced that the data, some of it as sensitive as religion or location information, of up to 30 million people was compromised in a massive hack. And then just 2 months later, it turned out that a bug made vulnerable the photos of up to 6.8 million people.
We're not even halfway there yet,
we're
folks.
Not even halfway there.
Stay with us.
There's
stay
so
with us.
Much. Of course, we can't really talk about Facebook without talking about the concept of fake news, sadly. Yes, because we're living in what some people are calling the post-truth era, where false information spreads more easily than ever before. And sadly, a large part of this is due to social media platforms like Facebook as well. In 2018, the United Nations said Facebook had turned into a beast in Myanmar, of course, where it fueled, you know, casual ethnic cleansing, no big deal, whatever, by allowing false and hateful information about the Rohingya, I can't pronounce that suddenly.
Rohingya.
Thank you. Muslims on the platform as well. Also, on a smaller scale, the company was accused of having a similar effect on ethnic strife in Sri Lanka and Nigeria. And then, of course, in India as well, the company had to alter the way that WhatsApp functioned after rumors spread on the app were linked to deadly violence. So that's fun. Next, we also have the continuing fallout of Russian election meddling. And in 2018, we've heard more about how Russia's operatives were able to game social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to spread false information and to sow division amongst American voters as well. So that's not cool. More kind of Russian meddling in terms of government scrutiny and threat of regulation as well, because lawmakers and government officials all over the world launched investigations, lawsuits, congressional and parliamentary hearings to scrutinize Facebook's operations, business model, and past assertions in line with all of this stuff. Europe, in particular, enacted a sweeping data privacy law, which had repercussions for the entire tech industry. So, fun. And finally, internal turmoil as well, because as if Facebook didn't have enough problems this year on the outside, they had problems on the inside too. Most notably, the founders of WhatsApp and Instagram, Facebook's most value acquisitions, left, reportedly due to disagreements over the future of the platforms they started, including concerns over the parent company's relentless drive towards monetization, as well as its privacy chief left, the head of communications and policy left as well. So, great, basically.
So, Arv, you don't use Facebook very much, do you, really, anymore?
No, it's there, but then I think I've logged into Facebook or checked Facebook about 5 times this year. Five times, just to, especially when I get pinged, like, notifications that, like, some friend has either left me a message or someone has added me. I think mostly just to add people who have added me to their friends lists.
Okay.
And, like, approve, just to hit the approve button. That's it.
What about you, Chris?
I am pretty active on Facebook. I've talked about this before, but I've pretty much resigned myself to being a slave. At this point, I've been on Facebook for, like, basically the most pivotal, like, 10 years. Essentially, like, all my, high school stuff is on there, all my stuff. So I think it's been so ingrained into my life that I couldn't not use it. But the other thing is also that I use it really to keep in touch with a lot of friends who don't live in Malaysia as well. And I know that I could keep in touch with them through other means, but to be honest, most of those other memes are still owned by Facebook, so I can't escape, basically.
Right. I've been a member of Facebook pretty much since it started, or shortly afterwards, and it has become one of those. It is my most used platform outside of WhatsApp. And I'm very similar to you, Chris, in that I'm resigned to the fact that I have to use it for a whole bunch of stuff. Friends who are living in the UK, friends who are living elsewhere, it's the only way that we can keep in touch, sadly. And it be a group discussion. Do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. But the fact that all of this year, like from the whole Cambridge Analytica thing, the whole thing this year really made me question whether or not I need this as a platform. And I know Jeff has kind of moved away from it. Arv has clearly moved away from it. There's a whole bunch of talk about how so many people have moved away from Facebook and become happier because of it. Just because you've had that disconnect. And we talk about how addicted we are to digital devices and apps and one thing or another. And I think maybe taking that one step back from this behemoth might be useful. So I've been looking into that and whether or not I can actually step away from it. I don't know, though. I mean, because of what we are and what we do, sometimes I need Facebook to promote certain things. And so you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Pretty much. And I think that's really the main kind of draw of this whole like hashtag delete Facebook thing, because basically Facebook has really lost any sense of trustworthiness that it had. And so a lot of people are just saying, you know what, we don't trust you anymore. We don't want any part of this. We're going to leave now.
I don't know if there's such a disconnect. Like for myself, like personally, I still use the Facebook problem that I had is now an Instagram problem. And I feel that it's better because it's more visual. It's got shorter stories and then I can follow all these people with. And they have like pretty nice like photos and, you know, some of these are like pet profiles or dog profiles, cat profiles, stuff like that. So the amount of time that I used to spend on Facebook, now I spend on Instagram.
Right.
So it's not really, I haven't moved away from the larger company because as long as you're using Instagram and WhatsApp, the data still, you know, gets channeled into Facebook's machine. But Facebook by itself, like just the app by itself, I think by next year I will uninstall it because I've no use for the platform anymore.
There we go, folks. That's where we stand on the situation. Will you hashtag delete Facebook this year? Or have you already? Let us know and stand the chance to win over 200 ringgit worth of goodies from Nala Design. We are giving away the cooking set this week. All you have to do is take part in the conversation. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We already have some contributions as well. We'll get to those after these messages. And when we do get back, we're talking about how China will be fighting truancy with smart uniforms. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.